Welcome to Anchor FM, a podcast about Superman. My name is AJ, and I'll be our host. Our theme captain is Sydney. Our superhero specialist is Gally, and our producer is Ethan. We are going to begin to talk about the theme in Spider-Man. So I'll ask our theme captain, define theme in your own words.
Theme is the overall meaning of the story and the life lesson of the story.
So what do you think the theme of Spider-Man is? Of the Spider-Man
like
movie?
The movie? With great power comes with great responsibility. And an example would be when Miles finally starts to know how to use his powers.
Explain for us what the theme of the Spider-Man comic book is and share with us an example of the theme from the comic.
That one would also be with great power comes great responsibility. An example would be when Miles tried to save his uncle in the fire.
Tell us about the theme of Spider-Man, of the Spider-Man novel.
To have courage even when facing danger.
What's a part of the novel where we see this theme?
When Miles stood up to Mr. Chamberlain during class, even when he had bad senses, like his spidey senses.
That wraps up our discussion on theme. Now we're going to discuss Spider-Man's powers with our superhero specialist. How does Spider-Man get his superhero powers in the movie?
In the movie, Spider-Man got his powers by radioactive spider, and he was bit.
What are his powers and how do they work?
Sensing danger, climbing walls, and super strength.
Give us an example on how the movie when he uses his powers.
One example when he uses his powers in the movie is when he's fighting the Green Goblin.
Now in the comic, how does he get his superhero powers?
He was bitten by a spider.
Share with us an example of when he used his powers in the comic.
When a house was on fire and Miles Morales saw that a girl was falling, so he climbed on the building and saved the girl.
Finally, how does Spider-Man get his powers in the novel?
He got his superhero powers by getting bitten by a spider.
So in the novel, what are his superpowers and how do they work?
Camouflage, super strength, and sense of danger.
Tell us an example of when he used his powers in the novel.
When he was in the classroom and sensed that there was danger, so he lied to his teacher, Mr. Chamberlain, that he needed to use a bathroom. But instead, he had to rescue someone.
In the last part of our podcast, we're going to our producer. Tell us your favorite part of the movie, comic book, or novel.
My favorite part of the Spider-Man novel is when Miles used his powers to help a kid that was being robbed because he knows it's not right to do that, and he also knows he couldn't rob anybody himself.
That's all the time we have. I'm your host, AJ. I'd like to thank our theme captain, Sydney. I'd like to thank our superhero specialist, Gally. And finally, I'd like to thank our producer, Ethan.
How has Miles' family, had an impact on him?
Sure, his dad is worried about him getting hurt.
I agree with AJ because his dad was worried that he was going to become like his uncle in the novel, and he was just worried about him because he was just a kid and rescuing people, which he shouldn't be. Did any of you guys realize the difference between the novel book and the comic book of Spider-Man?
I think in the novel he had a crush, right? And then in the comic he didn't.
Mm-hmm. One thing I realized was his dad, in the comic book, his dad didn't know he was Spider-Man, but in the novel, he did know.
Mm-hmm. And also in the movie, too, he doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. That's right. What was, like, your favorite scene in the movie of Spider-Man?
I like the ending of the movie when Miles is, like, really good, I guess, at being Spider-Man. Yeah, the end of the movie.
Peter Parker. My favorite scene in the movie was when there was, like, a big celebration for Spider-Man, like, recognizing Spider-Man, and they had a celebration about it, and, was it MJ, the girl in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, right? Yeah, MJ, and, like, and then, like, also she got, like, really mad because Spider-Man kissed, like, another girl, which was, I don't know her name. But, yeah.
What's your guys' favorite part?
My favorite part was when he first got his powers with the, when he was, like, at his uncle's house.
In the comic book?
Yeah, in the comic book.